So it turns out Eli Whitney knew about Assless Chaps all along. Mm. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I'm Rick. That's R-I-Q-Q-Q.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Steve.
This is Trending Topics. Today we're going to be discussing the ethics of pants in high-speed cone vending.
We're also going to touch on the cat population and the struggle with it in various cities such as Mexico and Kansas.
And the explosion of Pez collectors in the Southeast United States.
So how do you feel about that global warming?
Global warming? Well, I think it's all complete bullshit, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forcing everybody to get these hybrids and whatnot.
Right, the hybrids.
Yeah, it's a global conspiracy.
You know what I don't like? The water bottles, they're getting thinner and thinner because everybody's got to go green. And pretty soon they're going to be invisible.
Yeah, right.
Carrying them around.
You ever
see
one of these? I mean, they brand right on it that the less plastic is better for you and the environment.
But paper,
I don't know. Yeah. You ever feel one of these? It feels like they're going to break right in your hand.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Everything's going that way. And you don't want to be seen as not being green in your company because then, you know, America's like...
You've got to jump on the green bandwagon.
Yeah.
Right. I actually find myself trying to go out of my way to not be green.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you know what the opposite of green is? By the way,
like
if you're anti-green.
Oh, there actually is a term?
No, but I looked it up.
Oh, right.
I had this discussion with coworkers.
Oh, right, right.
Because we got a whole green initiative at work, like everywhere else.
Yeah, right.
According, you would think it'd be like you're going brown or black or something, but according to the color wheel, it's pink. The opposite of green is pink. So, I'm going pink.
Yeah, right. Okay. Total opposite direction.
Sounds slightly homosexual.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
So, like I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, generally, when I feel I have a recyclable item, like cover sheets from a printed document.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whenever I have those big blue bins with the little paper slots on them, they say recycle all over them. Whenever I see one of those, I know I crumple it up and throw it out into the trash bin.
Wow. Yeah. They always put the trash right next to it.
I actually saw one person actually look a little insulted. Yeah. I'm not sure if it was directed towards me or not, but it really seemed like it was.
Yeah. Kind of like they tell you, you know, you need to put white paper in there because they don't want, like, you know, red paper getting mixed in with the recycled paper, you know?
I'm not a fan of post-consumer content in any way.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, especially cups with post-consumer content.
Right.
See, that's a little... Because
you previously had a consumer.
Someone else used that in something else they were doing.
You definitely don't want that content in there.
I prefer brand new. Brand new, damn it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like... If I break something or it's getting a little old or dirty, I'll go buy a new one instead of, you know, refurbishing this old
unit. Because
old
things are usually sticky.
Yeah.
But it seems Toyota has that similar problem with their pedals.
Yeah, right.
I hear they're sticky.
Oh, hey, oh, that's a segue.
Yeah, segue. Nice, well done. yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's the government...
They're trying to control you. So what they do is they make your throttle just stick to the floor.
No, that's what
they do.
Total opposite.
Population control right there.
No, the government owns General Motors, right?
But they don't own Toyota, right?
Exactly. So they want Toyota to go down. They are because General Motors, they used to be up here. They were the number one.
The sticky gas pedals, that's going to take them out.
Yep.
Right.
They took a poll and people said,
you know what?
People that were considering buying Toyotas.
Once they're down,
no longer want to buy Toyotas.
Right. And then what are they going to do with the company? Are they going to put some sort of crazy microchips in every car so they know where you are at all times?
They'll go green and make the cars out of paper.
Yeah, that'd be
I wouldn't have a problem with
recycled water
besides
bottles.
The whole flammability issue.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And, you get
and
wet.
If it rained,
right? What happened if it rained?
You wax coated.
Sort of
I don't want a paper car.
Protective coating.
I'm gonna shy away from that.
Well, they could go with recycled aluminum. You know, made out of cans.
No, that's not good. Never good.
No.
Why would you want it to be recycled?
Yeah, I know. Once again, come back to the other topic. I want it to be new, first time ever made, right out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like oil. Dumping oil into the ground?
Oh, you throw it in the lawn, it's...
Yeah, what the hell?
It's good for the roots of the trees.
It's a circle of life, the way
it really is.
It comes from the ground. I'm just putting it back. I don't see the big issue.
Yeah.
What do they do, even, when you actually return it to a authorized, recycling
garage
center
of some kind?
What do they do with it? Do they just dump it in the sewer? I don't see.
No, there's an authorized
what happens site. But what do? They pour through some filters and dump it in the ground?
That's a good question.
What happens with it?
Yeah,
because they don't throw it in a landfill. That wouldn't be very good recycling. I mean, they're just dumping it in the ground at some point, I would imagine.
I think no one knows.
They probably do some crazy chemical processes or something like that, but whatever.
Yeah,
it's you don't really need those, I'm telling you. Rocks, they work great. Well, if you got a creek or a stream nearby,
a creek,
just pour it right in there.
Nice use of the term creek.
Yeah.
I'm like
a fan
crick.
Of the word creek.
But compared to creek...
Oh, yeah.
No, that's stupid.
Crick is better than creek.
It's way creek. Better. Creek is absolutely. A sound you make when you're walking down wooden floors. It's a creaky floor.
Yeah, all right. You know? Very nice.
Yeah,
nice. Right, burn.
Yeah, I know. To all those people out
going
there that
down
are like,
the
you
creek.
Know, this is the way
I although
like
I do
to
actually
it.
Have a problem with penguins covered in oil.
I do.
Or polar bears.
You've
got to buy Dawn.
No, I don't have a problem with polar bears covered
Dawn,
in oil. I might actually prefer them.
No.
Polar bears?
They're not going to be...
Yeah, fuzzy.
They're not that fuzzy. You
they're super ferocious, though.
Like they are.
They're like ferocious. They don't frolic. Maybe little ones.
I'd frolic.
I'd take a little one. Yeah. Is that legal?
Probably
it's
not.
In the open area.
Speaking of which,
yeah, just grab one.
I know you probably do.
Cold in your house. You have to put it in the basement or something.
Yeah. Birds in general, but birds of prey are illegal though in the United States because I want a snow owl, obviously.
Right.
You know. But I found out the government says I can't have one.
Well, you know what you got.
It's not gonna hurt it.
I don't know. It seems like a hassle to maintain a snow owl.
Yeah, but they're so badass.
It'd be all like, rah! And you'd be like, ugh, shut up.
He'd be super badass. He'd be all white.
Oh, yeah,
and
he would be
sit
badass.
There quietly.
You put him like a 2-foot-thick cage.
Or they turn their head and they like,
Yeah.
They got the whole 180 thing going around.
Yeah. Perfectly. No, the cage he's in is just like 20% bigger than he is. So he can't move around.
Right.
He just stands there.
That'd probably be cruelty.
Around. No.
You probably eat your cat.
Yeah, right. Right. Bird of prey.
Yes.
Yeah, so we gotta watch out for that.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I know.
It's probably why they don't let you have them.
So anyways.
Kill other things.
Next week on Trending Topics, we're gonna be discussing the multitude of assorted exciting topics, just like you heard.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, good luck, and farewell.